Libra, natal to Navamsha, shift of ascendant. First pada, 3 to 20s of Libra, Libra Navamsha. In the Libra Navamsha, Libra ascendant individuals express their natural qualities of harmony, balance, and diplomacy to the fullest. The individual is highly focused on building relationships, seeking to create peace and cooperation in all aspects of life. This Navamsha enhances Libra's innate social grace, making the person a natural mediator and diplomat in both personal and professional settings. There is a strong emphasis on partnerships, and the person may prioritize teamwork and collaboration to achieve success. If Venus, the ruler of Libra, is well placed, the person is charming, diplomatic, and excels in creating and maintaining harmonious relationships. They can effectively navigate social situations and build lasting partnerships. If Venus is afflicted, the individual may become indecisive, overly focused on pleasing others, or avoid conflict, leading to difficulties in asserting themselves or making firm decisions. Second pada, 3d20 at 60-40 of Libra, Scorpio Navamsha. In the Scorpio Navamsha, the influence of Ketu becomes dominant. Libra's natural diplomacy and desire for harmony take on a deeper, more intense focus. The individual becomes interested in uncovering the hidden dynamics of relationships and may be drawn to emotional transformation and power dynamics in partnerships. There is a heightened interest in the psychological and emotional aspects of relationships, and the person may seek to bring hidden issues to the surface to create more authentic connections. If Ketu is well placed, the person is capable of deep emotional insight and transformation in relationships, excelling in areas that require emotional intelligence and understanding. If Ketu is afflicted, the individual may become secretive, emotionally volatile, or overly focused on control in relationships, leading to power struggles or difficulties in maintaining harmony. Third pada, 640s, 10s of Libra, Sagittarius Navamsha. In the Sagittarius Navamsha, Libra's focus on relationships and balance is combined with Sagittarius' love for freedom, exploration, and higher learning. The individual becomes more open-minded and philosophical in their approach to relationships, seeking intellectual growth and shared adventures with their partners. There is a strong desire for expansion, both intellectually and spiritually, and the person may be drawn to relationships that allow for mutual growth and exploration. If Jupiter, the ruler of Sagittarius, is well placed, the person is likely to experience harmony in relationships through shared ideals, philosophical pursuits, or travel. They may find success in roles that involve teaching, guiding, or inspiring others in matters of personal growth. If Jupiter is afflicted, the person may struggle with restlessness or commitment issues, leading to a tendency to avoid deep emotional connections in favor of seeking new experiences. Fourth pada, 10 to 13 d20s of Libra, Capricorn Navamsha. In the Capricorn Navamsha, Libra's desire for harmony and partnership is tempered by Capricorn's focus on discipline, responsibility, and long-term goals. The individual becomes more practical and goal-oriented in their approach to relationships, seeking stability and security above all. There is a strong emphasis on commitment and building a solid foundation in partnerships, whether personal or professional. The person may take a more serious and structured approach to achieving harmony and balance in their life. If Saturn, the ruler of Capricorn, is well placed, the person excels in creating stable, long-lasting relationships and partnerships through careful planning and dedication. They may succeed in fields that require leadership, responsibility, and long-term vision. If Saturn is afflicted, the person may become overly rigid, emotionally distant, or burdened by responsibilities, which can lead to difficulties in maintaining emotional warmth or flexibility in relationships. Fifth pada, 30-20 and 16-40 of Libra, Aquarius Navamsha. In the Aquarius Navamsha, the influence of Rahu becomes dominant. Libra's focus on relationships and harmony is expanded into the realm of social connections, innovation, and humanitarian causes. The individual becomes more interested in contributing to society or working toward the betterment of the collective. There is a strong desire to build relationships that are based on shared ideals and progressive thinking, and the person may be drawn to partnerships that support social change or intellectual pursuits. If Rahu is well placed, The individual excels in building innovative, forward-thinking relationships and may thrive in roles that involve technology, social reform, or group dynamics. If Rahu is afflicted, the person may struggle with rebelliousness, inconsistency, or a tendency to become overly detached or idealistic, which can lead to instability in relationships or difficulty in maintaining practical commitments. Libra, Natal to Navamsha, shift of ascendant, 6th Pada, 16-40-20s of Libra, Pisces Navamsha. In the Pisces Navamsha, Libra's focus on relationships and harmony is merged with Pisces' compassionate, idealistic, and spiritual qualities. The individual becomes more emotionally sensitive, seeking deep emotional and spiritual connections in relationships. There is a strong desire for unconditional love and emotional fulfillment, and the person may be drawn to partnerships that involve emotional healing, creativity, or shared spiritual goals. Libra's innate diplomacy and desire for balance are now channeled toward creating a loving and nurturing environment. If Jupiter, the ruler of Pisces, is well placed, the person excels in creating harmonious, emotionally fulfilling relationships. They are likely to be compassionate, understanding, and deeply connected to their partners on a spiritual level. However, if Jupiter is afflicted, the person may become overly idealistic, prone to escapism, or struggle with maintaining realistic expectations in relationships, which could lead to disappointment or instability. 7th Pada, 23-23-20s of Libra, in the Aries Navamsha. Libra's natural diplomacy and need for partnership are combined with Aries' bold, independent, and action-oriented nature. The individual becomes more assertive and proactive in relationships, taking the lead when necessary, and balancing their need for harmony with the desire for autonomy. There is a strong focus on taking action to create balance, and the person may feel motivated to initiate change or take charge of situations where fairness and justice are needed. If Mars, the ruler of Aries, is well placed, the individual is confident, assertive, and able to maintain harmony while taking decisive action. They excel in situations that require both leadership and fairness. However, if Mars is afflicted, the person may struggle with impulsiveness, conflicts, or an overly aggressive approach to relationships, which could lead to power struggles or a loss of harmony. 8th Pada, 23-20-26-40 of Libra. Taurus Navamsha. In the Taurus Navamsha, Libra's focus on harmony and balance is combined with Taurus's love for stability, comfort, and material success. The individual becomes more focused on creating lasting, secure relationships that are grounded in practicality and shared values. There is a strong desire for luxury, beauty, and comfort in partnerships, and the person may prioritize building a stable, harmonious home life. Financial success and material security may also be important goals within relationships. If Venus, the ruler of Taurus, is well placed, the individual enjoys stable, harmonious relationships and success in areas related to beauty, luxury, and finances. They may thrive in creating a comfortable, aesthetically pleasing environment in both personal and professional life. However, if Venus is afflicted, the person may become overly indulgent or materialistic, leading to issues with possessiveness or excessive focus on wealth, which can create imbalance in relationships. 9th Pada, 26-40-30 of Libra, Gemini Navamsha. In the Gemini Navamsha, Libra's natural diplomacy and focus on harmony are channeled into communication, adaptability, and intellectual pursuits. The individual becomes more focused on building relationships through communication, learning, and shared intellectual interests. There is a desire for variety, and the person may excel in maintaining multiple social connections or partnerships based on intellectual compatibility. Flexibility and adaptability are key themes, and the individual may enjoy roles that require quick thinking, negotiation, or social interaction. If Mercury, the ruler of Gemini, is well placed, the person is communicative, adaptable, and excels in forming intellectual connections in relationships. They thrive in environments that encourage learning and exchange of ideas. If Mercury is afflicted, the person may become scattered, indecisive, or struggle with maintaining long-term commitments, leading to superficial relationships or difficulty in achieving stability. Conclusion. For Libra Ascendant, the Navamsha shifts reflect how their natural diplomacy, focus on partnerships, and desire for balance evolve through different stages. In the Libra Navamsha, these traits are expressed most clearly, with a strong emphasis on harmony and social grace. In the Scorpio Navamsha, with Ketu as the dominant influence, the individual seeks emotional transformation and depth in relationships. As Libra moves through the Sagittarius and Capricorn Navamshas, their focus broadens to include intellectual exploration and the pursuit of long-term goals. The Aquarius Navamsha, influenced by Rahu, encourages Libra to expand their connections into the realm of social progress and innovation, while the Pisces Navamsha introduces a desire for emotional and spiritual fulfillment. The assertive energy of the Aries Navamsha brings a more proactive approach to relationships, and the Taurus Navamsha emphasizes material security and comfort. The final shift into the Gemini Navamsha highlights Libra's adaptability and intellectual curiosity. The condition of the ruling planets plays a crucial role in how successfully Libra navigates these shifts. Well-placed planets allow for harmonious, fulfilling relationships and successful partnerships, while afflicted planets may lead to challenges in maintaining balance, commitment, or emotional stability.